But I think it's time for us to respond to some of the stuff that's been happening. As many in our community are aware, the city has faced serious accusations and malfeasance in recent months, publicly and privately. These accusations are false, and in the effort of full transparency, the City Council and I want to provide full context of the situation. The most recent set of allegations included illegal and nefarious meetings held by council members and staff on May 17, 2021, claiming to be in violation of chapters 21 and 22 of the Iowa Code. That's open meetings and open records. These allegations were brought to my attention as mayor and city attorney Doug Fulton in the early morning hours of May 18th, 2021. This meeting was in fact a social gathering among some colleagues after council meetings, and no evidence suggests the city business was discussed in violation of chapters 21 and 22. While the city attorney's investigation, which was directed immediately by me, was ongoing, the complainants, former mayor Kelly Shaw, former mayoral and city council candidate Stephanie Erickson, and former city council candidate Steve Armstrong, filed a petition with the State of Iowa's Public Information Board, IPIB. At noon on May 19, 2021, the city provided the necessary documentation to refute the complaint. The complainants submitted theirs, and we waited to hear from IPIB on their decision. This past Thursday afternoon, the IPIB issued an order to dismiss these claims brought on the city of Indianola. We applaud IPIB for recognizing these claims as false and allowing our city team to resume serving Indianola's residents. These distractions have come at a great cost to our community. Not only in more than $13,000 of taxpayer funds have been diverted towards legal fees combating these allegations and others, as well as the special election in March, but also in hundreds of hours of staff time, council time, and city leaders, along with myself, that could have been better used in realizing Indianola's long-term goals and creating a better community for our residents. We welcome transparency. We serve the community and pledge to do so in an open and communicative manner. Varying viewpoints will always be a part of city business. However, we will not tolerate the continued harassment of city officials outside their homes and deliberate exhaustion of city resources for political posturing. We are here to do a job, and that's to serve you and Indianola. If you have concerns, never hesitate to reach out to me, any council member, or any city staff official. We welcome civil dialogue and with open arms via phone, email, or at council meetings. The mayor and city council thank IPIB for their thorough yet timely investigation and ruling. We look forward to continuing to serve Indianola.